Even though it was billed as bipartisan, Republicans did not welcome President Obama's recent proposal to make tuition free at community colleges. It's widely expected it won't go anywhere in the GOP-controlled Congress, but it made us wonder what students at community colleges think about the plan. Youth radio reporter Tylin Hardiman went to his own campus to find out.
It's the first day of classes for this semester at Berkeley City College in Berkeley, California. There are hundreds of students rushing to class, printing out their schedules, and standing in line at the financial aid office. That's where I ran into Dominique Bell and Tiffany Edwards, both 19.
We're standing in financial aid line to see what's going on with our financial aid.
Yeah, you know, just trying to see what's going on with that, because I haven't got it yet.
We've actually known each other for a long time, which made it kind of awkward interviewing them. We all went to high school just a few blocks away, and now we all go to this community college for the same reason. It's cheap. I figured Dominique would be a shoo-in to support free tuition, but for her, it wasn't so simple.
Can I ask a question? So is it like you're not going to need financial aid too, or because that's kind of free financial aid, right?
I get why she's confused. Community college students are more likely than students at four-year schools to qualify for federal financial aid in the form of need-based Pell Grants. So for Dominique and her friend Tiffany, and for me too, our tuition is already free. But it's not actually enough, says Dominique.
Are they going to pay for textbooks? Are they going to pay, like, other things? Like, you have to have other things other than just tuition paid for. It's not only about tuition.
Money was so tight in my house that one time, my mom had to choose between buying me a textbook or paying the phone bill. Community college students tend to be lower income and more financially independent than kids at four-year schools. To help pay for rent, food, and transportation, students like me have jobs. Jobs that prevent the majority of us from going to school full-time, which means it'll take us longer to graduate.
I always had to work full-time and support myself that way, so it made it really hard to take, you know, a full 12 units or something and do well in the classes.
Kim Kylan is 28, and she's been going to community colleges off and on for the last 10 years.
I live in an apartment with my husband. We have rent, we have a car payment, we have phone bill like anybody else, you know, tons of bills.
If the president's plan paid for tuition, low-income students could use their Pell Grants to cover living expenses, says Thomas Bailey. He's the director of the Community College Research Center at Teachers College, Columbia University. But beyond the free tuition idea, Professor Bailey wants more discussion about how to make community colleges better for students.
I think it's clear that the proposal will get more students in the front door, but it's not clear that it will get students to the finish line.
Bailey wants community colleges to simplify pathways to a degree and make credits more transferable to four-year schools. He says both would help improve completion rates. According to the Department of Education, only about a third of students at community colleges complete their degrees, and fewer than 12% go on to get their bachelor's. Free tuition or not, those numbers worry students like me. For NPR News, I'm Tylin Hardiman.